Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, could they fake now? Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low, I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up, I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas, you niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Everybody, welcome back. Thank you for joining us tonight. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Let's get it in, man. Another Sunday. You already know how we do. Roll something up, light something up. Come kick it with your people.
Right, right. Our top five is the same from last week. So shout out to everybody that continuously tunes in to the show on a weekly basis. Hopefully they get the outside counter right. It's just a lot of technical difficulties that they've been dealing with, but hopefully it gets updated very soon. But thank you guys for tuning in. Okay, my week. This week is called Fuck Them Kids, okay?
We just, Hold up. Chill.
We just going to go ahead and break that down for this week. Okay, I'm sitting down doing the show. I'm just now about to eat, and I don't. I do intermediate fasting. As I told you about a month ago, I still do that. So I eat between 1 and no later than 7:30. That's generally how I've been eating for about the last month and a half to 2 months. But I'm doing this herbal treatment to my body, so my body don't let me eat much anymore. Because I'm doing some stuff or whatever, and we'll talk about that when I get to the end of it. But I don't get to eat more, and it's more so of like flushing, you know, my body out a lot. But so this week, I have this big house, and I had someone here, right? And I brought a friend up from Florida to stay here, and then she was supposed to bring her kid up. So one of the bedrooms, I had 4 bedrooms, one of the bedrooms was empty this whole time. And so she's moving now. You know, she's moving back to Florida, but a different part. And so I was like, yeah, you know, let me go ahead and do what I really wanted to do to this house, right? Granted, yeah, my children played in the garage. We talked about this before, because it gets so cold here, but then it still gets cold in the garage when it's cold and they don't want to go in there. And, you know, the yard is so big. You know, I didn't have my cameras up. I have cameras up now, but I didn't have them up then. So I couldn't really see them, you know, being outside. So I had set up the garage for them to go play in the garage, and then you had your room to chill in your room. That absolutely did not go the way that I fucking planned for it to go. And so the garage was way too much space for these fucking kids, because I've been in the garage all day. My little bro came by and helped me, like, get some stuff situated, reorganize some things, right? I was going to buy a house, and I was supposed to start the process in July towards going to purchase a house, but the property in Georgia is, like, ridiculous right now. Everybody's buying. So it's still a seller's market. Yeah. So I was like, okay, you know what, I'm just going to stay where I'm at for another year, or however that plays out, then take off. I got plenty of time. Boom, I signed another lease, another year lease, so I was just like, okay, you know, let me get the house how I want it. These fucking assholes got the whole garage just flipped upside down. Okay, let's start there. So I have been, like, I had brought two toy bins. I brought two toy bins, and I put, you know, all of their toys in toy bins, and I gave them the fourth room. So now their play area is going to be the fourth room, no matter if it's cold, if it's hot, you got somewhere to go. And then, you know, I brought a table with the two chairs for them to have in there. I'm going to put a futon in there, right? One of those black or whatever, if I can find a nice kid color, put it in there. I'm going to put them a futon in there. Fuck y'all. That's where y'all go. They're in y'all room, right? I want my living room back, okay? I brought them a PlayStation 4. They live in my living room now, and I hate it. So y'all can take the PlayStation upstairs too. Fuck it. So I'm going through the process of getting them straight in order for me to get straight. So I got to rearrange everything for them in order for me to get straight. I go in their room, and I always hear them jumping, you know, on the bed. And so, they're always putting stuff. So I took the rails off the bed. Fuck y'all, okay? So now your mattress is on the floor. No damage, right? Okay, I go in the room, and the fucking mattresses got holes in them. How in the fuck do you put holes in mattresses that are on the floor? Okay, fuck these kids. So now, this week, I'm throwing those mattresses out. I spent $1,000 on a bunk bed set, the full over full. Y'all fuck these up. Y'all just going to sleep on the floor. That's just about how I feel right about now. The mattresses was, yeah, it's like one mattress, like per one for the bottom, one for the top. The mattresses was $400+. So I spent over $1,000 getting them a new bed set up. And, you know, changing out the curtains and getting new bedding, because you're going from twins to fulls, and the twins weren't really working for them anyway. So I did all of that for that room, you know, brought some more stuff for the playroom. Now, the garage is turning into my boom boom room, right? And so now I get to have fun.
Get to have,
you know,
fun.
Like the kids is always.
What you got going on there? You got a stripper.
Oh, yeah, the kids is always in the living room or something like that. So I don't want to be in my room. And, like, my room is like a half of a basement. So my room is super huge, right? But I don't want to be in my room because this is my office. This is where my altar is and stuff like that. So I want to change the vibration, because I only want my energy or whoever's laying in my bed in my room. You know what I'm saying? So The whole garage, I brought some turf, right, to go on the ground, the grass turf. That's coming in. I brought a pool table, you know, a nice size pool table at that.
That's what's up.
And then,
nice,
you know, I got the accessories, all the accessories
nice
go with the tops and all of that. You know, I brought a dartboard to go on the wall with the air hockey table as well. I brought a bar to go in the corner and the glasses, the scotch holder,
yeah,
the glasses.
You got
that. And then I brought
the
round table
okay
to go in the middle.
There we go.
Yeah, and I brought that as well. And so I got a second
got
surround sound
too,
that
right?
I don't use because it's in the house and it's already a sound bar in that room. So I'm taking that surround sound and putting it out in the garage, the boom boom room, right? And then I'm gonna get two heaters to put there, and I got the mosquito net to go over the garage door, so when we out there, we can open the garage door and don't have to worry about things flying in. So all of that stuff is literally on the way, and over the next 2 weeks, I'm revamping the boom boom room. So in order for me to make the garage my boom boom room, I had to revamp, you know, their room and
kids
then
room.
Yeah. The playroom and then
situated.
Get shit in the $3,000, right? Fuck these kids, $3,000. So I did it, and so I'll just be in my feelings a little bit longer, but I'll get over it. But, yeah, how was your week?
Okay. Well, all right. That was a lot, but I'm glad you getting it situated. All right, so my week, I'm just calling this grinding part three, man. Like, that's it. This whole June has been just about grinding for me, you know what I'm saying? And it's paying dividends, you know what I'm saying? It's paying off. So I'm just setting up my July and August, man, to be able to, you know, vacation and visit some people, you know what I'm saying? Enjoy my summer. So, but today, you know, shout out to, I don't know how I feel about this whole Juneteenth thing, you know what I'm saying? I know it's a new wave. You got to give me a couple years, man, because it just came out of nowhere. It didn't come out of nowhere, but it seemed like everybody caught fire of it now, and now it's a holiday, and all this, and I don't know how I feel about, you know, white people telling me, like, hey, what's up, happy Juneteenth, and all this other shit. I don't know.
Man,
I got conflicted feelings. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They didn't pass a law
for us yet, but they passed a law for the agents, so it's like, give them something to shut them the hell up. But I absolutely love how social media is bringing up the fact of, no, we still want other things. We still owe these other bills. They're not letting up. And I love this generation that's keeping the fire under their ass, because I ain't going to lie, you know, the millennials, they would have let it die down and been like, okay, moving on. But it's some fire, you know, up under this new generation that's like, no, we want what we want, and that's just that. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. But the one cool flex that I think is cool about the Juneteenth thing, how it was yesterday, and I like how it just parlays into Father's Day being today. So, you know, we play this right, man. This could be just a nice weekend, man, for black folks just to celebrate family, Juneteenth, Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? I kind of peep that. So I like how that's vibing. So shout out to that. Shout out to all the fathers out there. Shout out to you, Smooth, you know what I'm saying, holding down with your football team and everything. But, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, no doubt, man. And let me see here. What else? Today is the summer solstice. So shout out to that, you know, Black, I know you're on your astrology real tough. So, this is like the longest day of the year, you know what I'm saying? So, and I feel the vibe and the energy, you know what I'm saying? Like last night, I kind of just, you know, every so often I might just go into the city, you know what I'm saying? Like on a late night, I might just take the train into 46, cause I'm right next to the train. So I could take the train like 47th Street, just walk around. But it was so different, man. Like you could just see how New York City is changing, man. Like it's a changing of the guard, because it's just new technology, no magazines and shit like that on, like, you know, that you used to see on 42nd Street. It's starting to just be different, you know what I'm saying? So I just peeped that. But I was just kind of vibing. I didn't even notice with the summer solstice, but I did that last night. I was kind of like a wolf going up into a mountain and look at the moon or something like that. I don't know how it was. Just something caught me. But then I came back, chilled out, and then, you know, got some things done today. So shout out to that. Like I said, I definitely feel the energy. And then I'm going to get into this on a world-famous chopper, but shout-out to Gucci. You know, he got me back on my South shit. I was on my West Coast shit last week. I ain't really, you know, talk about it, but I was on my West Coast shit last week. This week I'm back on that South shit because Gucci dropped a dope-ass album. Shout-out to Ice Daddy. I'm going to get my official review on that in the world-famous chopper. But that got me reading my because I'm always reading like 3-4 books at a time. You know what I'm saying? So that got me kind of back on my the Gucci Mane Guide to Greatness book. You know what I'm saying? Just a great self-help book. So I'm just chilling, man. I'm just enjoying the summer. Me and my wife, we've been, you know, just trying to get on the same page, but that's always a conflict, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? But we working through it. And that's it, man. That's my week. So.
All right, running smooth.
Oh man, I'm lost my voice. I really can't say much. Hey, Dad.
No.
The daddies out there, I feel your pain.
How you hush your voice?
Nah, man, that fucking rain, man. All that rain that came through on Friday and Saturday or some bullshit like that. It took a nigga out with it, so I don't know. But I had started another LOC because I got a project coming up for all the sports and adventures and shit. So, I mean, other than that, man, my week has been the same, just grinding, making money,
facts.
Getting rid of people.
Facts.
To make sure that at the end of the day, I'm my own boss.
What did you get for Father's Day? I know you got a million gifts.
Hey, look, notice I said to all the daddies out there, I feel your pain. Man, nigga, first of all, fuck Father's Day, okay? Nigga, fuck Father's Day. It's bad enough that, you know what I'm saying, Father's Day now, we gotta share Father's Day with the faggots, right? So, all right, so now you got A, B, C, D, E, F, G, fucking month. It ain't dirty month. It's day month. But then I got to be a dad. You're dead. But then, like, now it's 2021. I ain't even a dad no more. I'm a birthing parent. What the fuck is a birthing? That's the new term now. Birthing parent.
Birthing
parent. Now, let me tell you
birthing
about my
parent.
Kids, right?
What's up?
One, my newest baby mama. My newest, right.
I like
you know,
that.
I'm going to call a baby mama. I'm call a baby mama right now because I'm mad with the bitch, right? The reason why I'm mad with the bitch, because for Father's Day, right, she got me a pretty pillow. Yeah, that's what
a
she called the bitch. A pretty fucking
pretty
pillow. Now, my
makes
idea,
it pretty.
The pillow, I'm going to tell you what makes the fucking pillow pretty.
Okay.
The pillow has pictures of my child on it, right? And, like, one picture of me in the middle holding my child because, like, Friday coming is going to be his first birthday. You see what I'm saying? Motherfucker turning on.
Nice.
All right. Before the day, I get a pillow with a picture of me. Like, first of all, bitch, I look at myself every day for free. And you went out there and you paid for a pretty pillow. But you see what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't understand. They're like, oh, that sounds nice. No, I'm a fucking man, bitch. What the fuck you mean you going to hand me a pretty pillow and I'm posting a fucking pretty pillow? Bitch, why you calling it a pretty pillow? You could have called it a man's pillow. Shit. No, it's a pretty fucking pillow. Bitch, stop playing with me. Stop fucking playing with me, bitch. So I'm looking at the pillow and I'm saying to myself, man, how am I supposed to react to this because I'm 100% physical. I know that this bitch wants me to say, oh, man, that's a nice pillow. You know, some of old thank you, baby. No, bitch, it's a fucking pillow. You see what I'm saying? So I get a fucking pillow for Father's Day. Nigga, I'd rather stop, bitch. Fuck it. Nigga, give me a fucking stop than a pretty fucking pillow with my picture on it and my child's picture. Bitch, I see the nigga every day. He costs me money every day. You see what I'm saying? And now you went out there, you paid for a fucking pillow. And then I can't use the pillow. I got a sciatic nerve going down my right leg, right? So I'm like, motherfucker, I'm going to go ahead and sit on this fucking pillow. Make my nerves feel better. I can't even do that with the pretty fucking pillow because it ain't designed for the shit. So, yeah, fuck that pillow. Mm. Fuck Father's Day.
That's interesting. That's like the Kanye.
What else you got?
Was that? In the, yeah, well.
I'm at work, man.
When Kanye,
I ain't get shit.
Okay.
I've been at work all day.
Pretty pillow, though. That's like when Kanye in the
I, you know what I'm saying? I got the pillow.
Like,
man,
I got me a new
night
sweater.
But as far as what else I got, I ain't get shit yet. Because I've been at work all fucking day. I got a buku phone call. Hey, Daddy.
Yeah.
What's up? You know what today is, huh? I said, no, what today is? It's today is Father's Day. All right. It's Father's Day. So you know what that means? No, I don't know what that means. It's your day. That's it. Nigga ain't even say happy Father's Day. No, I just had a fucking inquiry about what the fuck Father's Day is. And I said, man, ain't you supposed to be having Father's Day? Yeah. Okay, so when are you going to say it? Happy Father? I'm like, nah, I don't even want it anymore. I said, matter of fact, I'm canceling Christmas. I told everybody, I'm canceling Christmas. Y'all niggas ain't getting shit.
It's early, though. They like, he ain't coming. He on that shit now, but December roll around here, he'd be good.
Oh, you got me fucked up. Dude, you don't know me very well. I cancel Christmas like ain't shit wrong. Early. Like, I'll be looking for it.
He's just talking shit now. It's the summertime. We got time. That's how the kids are looking like.
Yeah, my kids know better. I feel like, nah, I ain't just shit. I've been at work all fucking day, man. I've been at work all fucking day.
You got some gifts on deck, I'm sure.
Nah, I don't remember getting shit last year, now that I think about it. I got some cards. You know? That was my kids, man. My kids ain't got jobs. I'm like, man, y'all niggas need jobs.
They're going to get you a little tie or something. Ties.
No, I don't want no socks. I don't wear socks.
A belt or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Something.
I said, matter of fact, I told the bitch you did, but I was just getting a belt with my picture on it or some shit than a fucking pillow. At least I can use a belt, bitch.
A pillow. You was just like, man, nah. It's going to be a pillow with my face on it. Like, what type of shit is that? You're like, you got to step your game up, huh? Yeah, you don't know me then.
I wake up in the morning. I'm saying to myself, all right, well, I know I'm going to wake up with some head, so fuck it. All right, okay, cool. Bam, I wake up in the morning. I got 3 baby mamas in my fucking house. I'm still waiting to get my dick sucked. What the fuck going on?
Shit.
They talking to each other. Hey, man, look. I said, hey, I'll talk later. I'm about to pretend like I'm still asleep, and I better have smiles on my dick sucked. I'm kicking everybody out. Fuck part of this.
Nah. No. All right. Okay, man, he's slacking, man. Come on.
See, this is why I do the same thing every year for Father's Day for ungrateful motherfuckers like Smooth. So, you know.
I'm ungrateful. All the shit I buy for Mother's Day, I get a pretty fucking pillow, and I ain't even get my dick sucked when I woke up. It's like, wait a minute. How the fuck is that ungrateful? No, fuck that shit. Niggas don't get it for Father's Day.
My baby daddy is a Gemini, so he's selfish. So I don't even begin to partake in gifts with him because I know I could give him a gift, but I wouldn't expect anything back from him because he's selfish. He's going to do when he feel like doing, right? So I do the same thing for him. You know, I had already, you know, came to the agreement that I wouldn't post anybody else on my social media. You know, we don't do that. So the only person that you'll see me posting is a baby daddy. In hindsight, or some friends. You know what I'm saying? Or if I know, like if I'm in a relationship and I know my baby daddy cool with whoever I'm with, then, you know. But I gave him his, you know, Father's Day post. I'm pretty sure he didn't even think he was getting that because we wasn't on the best of terms. He's mad at me. He was throwing a Gemini fit a couple of days ago. And instead of me being the bigger person and diffusing it, I was adding flames to it. So that was my form of an apology. You know, sometimes I'm not the easiest to deal with. But I'm not going all out. He gets Father's Day every year, you know, year round, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like
one of Smooth's baby mothers probably posted a Smooth, you know, on a happy Father's Day.
I don't
do that. Probably circling around somewhere.
First of all,
the one
of
your
bitch,
you don't, but your females
I'll
do.
Burn that bitch
one of your females, I'm sure. He said,
I'll burn that bitch because my bitch posted me online. I don't even check my own social media. And then Black talking about she posted, she gave a nigga a fucking happy Father's Day post. Damn, nigga, I'm supposed to be happy about that shit. All the fucking money I spent all year round on fucking Mother's Day, on Mother's Day, and a post. Man, you fucking right.
Man, that's a privilege, man. Listen, like he be trying to figure out what the hell be going on and X, Y, Z. Listen, if you involved and deeply rooted with somebody, genuinely, you're not finna post your baby dad. I don't care. He doing what he's supposed to do with children. He be wanting to know what's going on. He be wanting to feel a certain type of way, I guess. But that was my form of an apology. But that's all you're going to get from me on Father's Day ever because Father's Day is around for you. You know, if anything happened, you know, somebody ran into his car, right? It was a scratch. He just extra, right? He's so extra. And the man backed into his car, and he had just it was a couple scratches, but it wouldn't. And, oh, man, I don't even want to drive the car no more. He almost had a heart attack. It was just, oh, you know what, buddy, go put that in the shop. Here, you know, you take my car for 2 weeks. You know, whatever. Like, Father's Day is year-round. I don't have to, you know, single you out. You know what I'm saying? To be like, okay, on this day, let me give you a gift. Like, I'm not doing that shit. But he knows that he's appreciated. Just like when Mother's Day rolls around, you know, I know that I'm greatly appreciated. So it is what it is.
Hey, Daddy.
They ain't getting all that. Because if I ever get him something and he talks shit like you is, I'm going to punch his ass in the throat. So, you know, he just ain't going to go there. No.
Yeah, man. Well, that's what's up, man.
Which leads us into tonight's topic.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Smooth touched on something about multiple baby mamas being at the house, right? And some people can vibrate on the same level that some people can't, right? And can you really have one sex partner? Like, granted, so most people going to have one question, one answer. But, you know, there are a few married people that actually can. But the amount of men that can actually be monogamous is not nowhere. It's not at 90s or nothing. It's like 10 or 5 or 10%. It's very, very small. Like, people don't know. But in hindsight,
I'd say probably about
10%. In hindsight, for women, it's almost the same thing.
Really?
But we don't talk about women because we always talking about men cheating. He got cheating. He's doing this. He's doing that. But women are just as or worse than men. Mm-hmm. But can you actually have one sex partner? Let's get into it.
All right. So who want to take this first? You want me to go first? Smooth, you want to take
go
it?
Go first.
What's up? How you want to take it?
Because you're going to have what ass. I already know what yours going to be. Go ahead.
You already know what my answer is going to be? All right, so can you truly – well, look. All right, so I only can speak from my point of view, but I'm going to say yes.
Exactly.
And yes and no. No and yes, however you want to look at it. Cause, how the hell? Because it's yes and no. Because, like, a lifetime is a long time, right? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's usually, you know, a number of years. So you go through your ebbs and flows. So at one point you could be like chilling, like almost a monogamous shit, you know, shit is chill. I ain't got to do too much right now. Like I'm happy. But then other times you know, I got to take a little vacation. You know what I'm saying? I need to have a vacation, you know what I'm saying? And come back and appreciate, you know, appreciate what I have maybe or whatever. So I'm going to say yes and no. And of course I always got to answer this with hashtag happily married man. But I think especially as married couples too, you know what I'm saying? Like this has always been like one of the forefronts of our conversations, and we talk about, you know, saving marriages, and it's just being truthful with one another. And with that being the case, it's just like, you know, if you do want to entertain an open relationship or what y'all call it, poly lifestyle or something like that, you know, before you go the route of divorce, if that's the root of it, you know what I'm saying? Then that's something that probably should be entertained, because I think some people can be happy, you know what I'm saying, with one sex partner. I don't think it's, you know, just a broad statement to say yes for everybody, but I think majority of men, especially, and it's all about age demographic too. You know, for me, I think I'm going to be like this until I'm like old and gray, you know what I'm saying, as far as just how I am, you know, but certain people,
like,
might, you know, at a certain, I don't want to hashtag happily married man, but what I'm just trying to say is, you know, certain people, you know, maybe at a certain age, they just tap out. They're like, you know what? I ain't even fucking. I'm just good. You know, whatever we do, even though we do it every so often, you know what I'm saying? I'm good. But I think as a young male, especially like any male, just let's see here, because you know I ain't gonna count teenage years because you don't even know what you're doing yet. So let's just say 20s. From 20s to at least
40s. You know what I'm saying? Until like maybe about 50, that's maybe when you might chill out. You know what I'm saying? So, but 20 to the 40s, that's a 30-year run. 20 to 50, I think it's tough for a man, a male, to be truly monogamous. You know what I'm saying? Once you get past 50, you might just be like, all right, man, I'm kind of tapped out. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's, I mean, that's my point of view on that. So y'all can take it, then I'll come back.
So what was the answer? Was it yes or no?
Yes and no. Yes and no. I can't say yes and I can't say no. I really can't. Like, this is a complex
How
question.
How can you say yes or no? Can you truly be
right.
a one-sex partner?
Hashtag happily married man. Hashtag happily married man. Hashtag happily married man. That's
hey,
my answer.
That's my answer. I just forgot my answer. Right. Really good. Nothing.
Okay, I'm going to take that. All right, moving on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. No. I tried.
Sure. I know you
yeah.
did.
Hey, he was going to answer the question. I'm like, yeah, nigga, answer the question. Nope.
Go ahead, Smoot.
Man, look, first of all, I just want to say fuck AT&T. Because in the middle of my rant, nigga just cut my phone off, bitch. Like, what the fuck?
You need to get rid of that damn BlackBerry,
man.
Black
man,
ain't
fuck
damn,
that.
Man, BlackBerry,
we going down to
99, man. Go ahead and retire the BlackBerry. Go ahead.
I don't care. Anyway. Hell no. Man, y'all niggas already know. I was about to say fuck no. Man, what the fuck? I look like chilling with one bitch. One bitch? Are you crazy? Man, hell no. I need multiple sex phones. I need multiple. For one, I really can't see myself fucking just you every day, ever. Forever? Forever, ever. We're going back to motherfuckers. Yeah, you got them. Yeah, outcast in this bitch. Hell no. Oh, no. No, bro. No. Hell no. I can't. Matter of fact, Black,
I don't even know
where this question came from. Nigga, what the fuck? I look like just fucking you forever. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if a motherfucker, if a bitch looks me in my eyes, be like, can you see yourself being with me forever? By just me? Just you, bitch? We ain't on a deserted island or nothing? No, bitch. Get the fuck out of my face. I tell you what. If you want me to be just with you by ourselves, we got to be on a deserted island. The boat got to be burnt crisp. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no wood to fuck around and build a boat. That's it. Other than that, yeah, bitch, we got to have somebody else. That's all.
I'm interested to hear Black's answer. I really want to hear
okay.
that.
Okay.
Black,
and,
Black no better.
So I seen this interview that was done on the, Tamara Hall show. And it was a couple, married couple, and they were together for 5 years, and they've been married for been together a total of 13 years. And they were talking about, you know, how, you know, they are in an open marriage because it's okay to love multiple people. And it was the wife's idea, right? And so it's just a topic that we have to bring up because most people look at the men. But listen, women get bored. Okay, so I can get in a relationship and for a time I can only sleep with that one person. You know what I'm saying? But if ever I get to the point that I'm bored, we have to have that agreement at the door that we can have another partner. Because you can love more than one person. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people have this whole idea that you're only supposed to be with one person. But ideology,
the idealism
of being with one person just does not exist, and that's for women and men, because women have their sneaky links too, you know what I'm saying? So you might as well be honest and forthcoming in reference to the situation, like, you know, okay, let's just go into this, like, we're not putting stipulations on partners, you know what I'm saying? Listen, do right by me. Do what you're supposed to do by me. Make sure that I, you know, have everything that I want and need, that our household is straight, and, you know, whatever our ground rules are, that's what they are, you know. At one point for about 9 months, I was in a poly, and I had two partners. Now, I know it or to break away from one of my partners. And I was in my feelings, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to just cancel this one and add somebody else. And the whole dynamic messed up because it wasn't the same anymore. Like, those two, they knew of each other. They, you know, it was a comfortable meeting. They were both comfortable with each other. You know what I'm saying?
She's got to have it. Like, he was on your She's Got to Have It.
It wasn't the same after that. But, you know, my last relationship that I was in, he was able to have a partner outside. You know, and it was like, it was okay to an extent. Like, the partner that he had outside, like, I tell you guys this, women know how to communicate with women without talking, right? And so for a man, they just feel like,
you know,
woman is just
Hold on. You got to elaborate on that.
I'm going to tell you.
For the people in the back.
For a man, they just feel like, you know, this woman just crazy about me. She just being her. But women do things that they know will aggravate or you know, annoy the other woman. The man is not picking
like
up on it because he's not an emotional. He's not emotionally set on to, you know, what's going on. But the women know what's going on, right? And so, you know, it's okay. You know, we living together. I let you have this partner. But all of that texting past 11 o'clock at night, baby, you got a whole relationship. If your husband ain't home with you, that ain't got nothing to do with us over here. So we had to have that conversation. Like, listen, you got to stop that phone from going off after 11 p.m. And that's just that on that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, like, you gotta stop that. You gone all day, you know, you got all day to talk to her, you know, that shit ends. But every chance that they got, they would be texting late at night or, you know, I want to see you and I want to do, you know, like, it would be so extra to the point where I was like, okay, you being in this situation, you have to be able to handle being in this situation. And if you can't control all parties in the situation, then you don't need to be in this type of situation. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't feel like a person could actually just have one sex partner. You know, just one motherfucker, like, you know, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, no, you shouldn't go into a relationship saying, when a man comes off and he's like, oh, he's a real cool dude, and then he's like, I'm not with polygamy, you know, monogamy only, and no, my girl can't deal with another guy, I instantly get turned off. And it's not saying that I'm coming in this situation that I'm going to deal with somebody else right now or either near future, the next 1 to 2 years. But for you to come in and be closed-minded, like, you can say, I've never done it, but, you know, we'll have to see where it goes. You can be open-minded to it. But also, you know, a person can be like, yeah, I'm with it, and then once they get you, they can change as well. I don't care about you changing how you perceive things because you ain't going to do nothing but lose me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a person, I'm an Aquarius. You can't bottle an Aquarius. You can't control an Aquarius. And if you want to see me renege, try to force me to do something. Whenever you try to force me to do something, that's when I'm going to go the other way because I hate that. Like, I'm my own being. Don't force me to do anything. I'm super grown. So, yeah, no. The answer is no for me. But even right now, like, I'm so focused on my work, like, I'm not even having sex with anybody. So it's kind of
You know what? I think we're all, like, really open-minded. And, you know, just the how we do the show and everything. You know what I'm saying? We really have a really open-minded type of way. But there is a section that's, you know, that's conditioned a certain way that they'd just be like, of course. You know what I'm saying? Of course. You know, you're supposed to just be with one sex partner and all that other stuff. So, you know, you're going to have that, those people, you know, especially certain women, because they were just raised that way. You know what I'm saying? They were just conditioned a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Men, you know, it's kind of like an unwritten rule. You know what I'm saying? Even if you got a son, you like, gonna tell him, like, all right, you know how it is. You know, once you get to a certain age, you see all these women, and you got to, you know, give them the game on how to move accordingly. But, you know, as I'm, you know, once again, I'm not a father, but I just know the conditions that most fathers
you need to
do. And maybe, I don't know. I mean, I would like, you know, it's smooth. You know, if you don't mind, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is Father's Day. But like how you just approach it, like, and this is an interesting question. I just want to see how you I guess answer this question, because like you just said, no, no, and no. You know what I'm saying? As far, oh hell no. You know what I'm saying? Alpha male. Like you like, nah, man. I need multiple women, and I get that. I respect that because I'm an alpha male as well. You know what I'm saying? In my own right. But you know, when you got your little girls that you're raising, how do you, you know what I'm saying? Like being that this is Father's Day, how do you manage that? How do you, you know what I'm saying? Like I guess the word I'm trying to, like, how do you try to give her the right tools and knowledge on how to like come across guys like you? You know what I'm saying? Because you know how it is. You a guy, but so you know, one of your girls when she becomes a teenager and a woman, they're going to get guys that's like you, you know what I'm saying? And how do you, what do you tell them? You know what I'm saying? Like, that. I think that's just kind of interesting. So I don't know how you feel about that.
To answer the question, I tell them the truth. As it, like at the end of the day, you can either lie to your kids or you can tell them the truth and prepare them for life. You see what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I lie to my kids about who I am. You see what I'm saying? Like, to my kids, I make sure I'm perfect. I don't never fuck up in front of my kids. And if I do fuck up in front of my kids, I make sure it never happens again. But as far as niggas is concerned, as far as bitches is concerned and shit, I'm honest on that level. I'm honest about what I want, what I don't want. I'm honest about what girls do, what girls don't do. I'm honest about what men do and what they don't. That's just how I do it. That's how I prepare my daughters when I sit down and talk to them. That's how I prepare my sons as well. That's it. Like, motherfucker, you really don't realize that sometimes you might, a fucking situation might pop up, and you can either just be like, man, I'm just going to go ahead and ignore this particular subject. But if you ignore that subject, you see what I'm saying, they're going to get the information from somebody else. Because that question is always going to be there. But for every question my child has, I answer that bitch. And for every question they think they about to ask, I don't know how to answer that motherfucker. Matter of fact, we're going to have a conversation right now. Man, my child be mad with me. I sit their little asses down. We just be running it. They soaking that shit up every fucking day. These motherfuckers have conversations about something they ain't even heard of yet. But oh well, fuck you, nigga, you for me. That's it. That's what I do with my kids.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's deep because I think it, you know, as male fathers, you know, that's a complex subject because on one end we want to be, you know what I'm saying, player for life or whatever the case may be. Not necessarily player for life, but you know how our guys are. I mean, let's just keep it 100. You know what I'm saying, but on the other end, you know, when we got little girls, we want them to be, you know, a certain way. So it's just like that's a, you know, a contradicting subject. But, you know, I like how you just said you're just going to approach it and be 100.
It's not a contradicting subject.
Okay.
There's nothing contradicting about it because at the end of the day, my choices are my choices. You see what I'm saying? I raised my kids to know how to hunt, which means every choice they make is their choice. You see what I'm saying? So if my girls decide to be in a polyamorous or a polygamous relationship, you see what I'm saying? That's on her. If she decides to let another man do some other shit, that's on her. You see what I'm saying? They are responsible for their actions, and I train them to be responsible for that. So whatever she wants to do is what she's going to do. Whatever my son wants to do is what he's going to do. You see what I'm saying? Because
yes, for real.
I teach my kids to manifest everything that they want. Simple as that. So either you're going to take it or you ain't going to take it. Either you're going to accept it or you're not going to accept it. Those are the fucking rules to life. So ain't nothing hypocritical about it. Oh, no, 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 no. Eddie's decisions is his decision. You don't need to follow my path. You see what I'm saying? You don't need to follow what I do. No, 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 no. I'm training you to become independent. Simple as that. And that's all.
That's deep. That's deep. That's deep. Nah, thank you for sharing that. So, Black, what you think about that? You know what I'm saying? How do you? I mean, you got males. You know what I'm saying? You got young. You know, you raising young men. How would you approach it?
Yeah, and I can relate because I'm a boy mom, so I can relate to it better.
Boy mom should be something too. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about girl dads.
Right.
Yeah,
like my
mom.
Youngest son, I feel like he's going to be a player. You know what I'm saying? Because he's going to be very, very handsome. And, you know, I think that his dad is going to show him the way when it comes to that. Because he is very adamant about, you know, having him, you know, be on a certain page and level. My middle son, you know, for him it is what it is. He's smart. I'm not even sure, you know, when he gets to that point, we're going to have a conversation, but I don't foresee him, my middle son, I don't foresee him being a player or anything of that sort. I foresee him being, like, a good guy. So I got a 5%er that, you know, is going to settle down, and then I have, you know, one that I feel like is going to be just hurt. And it is what it is. I support whatever decision they make.
That's interesting, too, you know, and that's, you know, that's why this show is cool, because, like I said, you know, you're raising little men, and you can kind of foresee, you know, just seeing their personalities, you know, you see them every day and everything, and you just seeing how they shape up, you know what I'm saying? So you see how one is going to be like, probably going to be answering this question when he gets of age. It's probably going to be like, nah, I'm truly happy with just being with my one partner. But when the other one be like, hell no. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, he's daddy interesting child.
Too, you know,
so, you
can kind of foresee, like, oh, yeah, just personality. This is what I gather. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's very interesting. You know what I'm saying? But I dig this, man. Like I said, once again, this whole wave with this, this whole Juneteenth Father's Day wave. I think that's going to be like a little. I like how you brought up the point, like, because they got this whole, this is Pride Month and all that other shit. But you know, I do like how the fact we got Juneteenth and Father's Day back to back. I think that's going to be a good thing for family, fathers.
Well,
and I think Father's Day now.
Year.
What happened?
That's only for this year. You see what I'm saying?
You think it's only for this year? Why you think it's only for this
year? You gotta look at it like this. Father's Day is not a set fucking day of the week.
Oh, it's not? Oh, that's where I fucked up at then. So this is happiness way.
Right, it's just for happiness.
Oh, fuck. Oh, okay. Then everything I thought this shit was like, I thought it was always Father's Day on this particular Sunday, but that's not the case. That changes. Wait, but so Father's Day is always on a Sunday, though, right?
Right. Father's Day is always on a Sunday. Right.
But Juneteenth is always going to be on the...
A different day.
It's always going to... Yeah, okay, so that's what's going to like, kind of change. But it's going to be, like, within the same week. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
It's always going to be
it's still pretty
the same
close.
Week. But,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, I don't give two flying shit about a day I just found out about. You know, I'm 39. I just found out about June 19th last year when I was 38. And, you know,
yeah,
being black and stuff.
Exactly.
And shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you look at history, even on June 19th, you feel what I'm saying? How many Emancipation Proclamations have the United States actually declared fucking slavery over? They've done it five fucking different occasions, though. Five fucking different occasions. Ain't none of them just work to that. It wasn't until they ratified, you know what I'm saying, the 13th Amendment, that slavery was being illegal in certain states, except for Mississippi, up until, like, what, 2008, 2009, some bullshit like that.
Get out of here, really?
I think the first slavery was 2013. Yeah, nigga, slavery was still legal in Mississippi in 2012. That's damn shit.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, you can't sit here and tell me that when it comes down to law, specific for black people, right? It don't never happen. But these motherfuckers can come together on the Senate and on the House and say, hey, we're going to turn June 19th into a federal fucking holiday. And I'm supposed to be like, thanks, nigga. Nah, bitch. I went to McDonald's and
we'll
I ordered a Big Mac. I went to McDonald's and ordered a Big Mac, right? But you give me
yeah.
nothing. This is not what the fuck I ordered, nigga. This ain't what I
Wait,
ordered.
Hold on. What did you order there? You don't order anything. They just giving this to you. You didn't order it. They was like, here.
No, wrong. We have certain demands. We have certain demands that ain't being met. You see what I'm saying? But here it is, a big long-ass list of demands, but all of a sudden you come out from the left field and you give me a federal holiday. I didn't order this, bitch. Where's my fucking menu?
Where's
what I ordered?
It's on the house.
They said
it's on the house.
Right. Fuck that house shit, nigga.
Yeah, it is, man.
This is
like what I ordered for you. You know, it's a nice bottle of wine for you, man.
Nigga getting choked out on a regular basis, bitch. But to appease the fucking crowd, here, we're going to give you a holiday. Are you serious, bitch?
I'm going to fuck with it like
a
this.
Fucking holiday?
Check this out. Check this out, man. Check this out. Check this out. Now, what I'm going to say might sound controversial real quick before we get into the world famous chopper, because this Juneteenth has been like kind of weighing on me a little bit. And it's all different perspectives, right? And I know I'm black male. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. And I'm proud as fuck to be what I am. I wouldn't want to be nothing else. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely... you know, a comedic being, you know what I'm saying? Through and through all day. That's me. But at the same time, especially we talk about equality and we talk about, the color of your skin is not supposed to be, the determinant factor, you know, it's the content of your character. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Martin Luther King, you know what I'm saying? Old school Atlanta. So my whole thing is this, the reason why I kind of go back and forth with the Juneteenth shit is because I think it's all about perspective, right? So I'm not just trying to have a victim's mentality. You know what I'm saying? So I say a victim's mentality. Like, so it's just saying, oh, because I'm black, I'm automatically supposed to just associate with being a slave. What if I want to associate with being a master? You know what I'm saying? What if I want to be like, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't born at that time. Huh?
No, but was your ancestors slaves or masters?
I don't know that.
They're like,
I don't know that. That's what they tell me.
Exactly, but I understand motherfuckers want to be like, they want to pretend that history didn't happen. Those are the weak minded motherfuckers I do not care for. At the end of the day, right,
okay.
you gotta remember the fucking past so that shit don't never happen. Now, let's get this one thing straight. I raised my kids and take what they want. I raise my kids
to
take what they want.
To be
masters.
You're raising your kids to be masters, to be owners, right? Take what they want. Right?
I raise my kids to take what they want. I'm not raising them to be no fucking master, no owner, no bullshit like that. I raise them to take what they want.
What if they want to take ownership and being a master? Then that's what you're essentially saying, right? To hump,
say this
to take shit.
I'm not about to do the wordplay shit. You see what I'm saying? I raise my kids to take what they want. Simple as that. So whatever the fuck they want, they're being raised to take it. They're not being raised to sit there and wait for it to come to them. They're being raised to take that shit by any means.
Just like white people took this land, right? So you're raising them to be that way, right? That's the same shit. You raising them with that mentality. That's what I'm trying to say. You're not raising them with a victim's mentality. You're raising them with the ownership take it mentality. I mean, it's not a wordplay, but it's just what you're saying.
What you're trying to do is you're trying to word it in a manner to where it correlates with what you're saying, but it doesn't work for me. I raise them to take what they want. Simple as that. Now, you're talking about a victim's mentality, all this other bullshit. There's nothing wrong. What you need to understand is in order for you to not repeat the past, right, you have to know your past. You see what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers today, they want to
the past isn't just – but Smooth, you know the past wasn't just within the last – couple hundred years. The past
not to repeat the past, because unfortunately, right, when it comes down to the past-based proclamation, right, when it comes down to America as a whole, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When it comes down to being black, right, the black individuals, the slaves, right, they didn't take their freedom. You see what I'm saying? That freedom was like, that was a fucking byproduct of a war.
Some people took their freedom. Certain people
took their fucking freedom. They didn't take their fucking freedom. They didn't fight and die for it. The only time, let me say this, when it came down to
Nat Turner,
I ain't that tough. When Nat Turner did what he did, right, and he set his blaze, right, they actually did an Emancipation Proclamation off of his action. You see what I'm saying? But did it go through? No. Slavery didn't end after Nat Turner. You see what I'm saying? I'm talking about as a fucking whole. You see what I'm saying? So what you need to understand is everybody wants to believe that, oh, man, I don't have a victim's mentality. Okay, you don't have to have a victim's mentality, right? but you still can't be afraid of your fucking husband. You see what I'm saying? Because
I can't be
the
afraid
way they're
of
doing shit right now, you can't be afraid of your fucking history. Because the way they're doing shit right now, right, is that they want to fuck on, but actually that's what they're doing. They want to fuck around and pretend like it never happened. You see what I'm saying? So, like, in today's school book, I'm not done.
I didn't say it didn't happen.
You're not a parent.
But go ahead. I'm just, you put work.
But you're not a parent. You really don't want to fuck going on in
what
school.
I was trying to say. But go ahead.
They want to pretend like this shit never happened, right? So, like, now they won't try to omit it, delete it out of fucking history. You see what I'm saying? So by you omitting the shit and deleting the shit out of history, right, you don't have a fucking playbook to make sure that you can tell the time of what the fuck happened so you can make sure that shit don't ever happen again.
You're not on social media, just so you know. On social media, that shit, that's why we have all the uprisings
and
stuff that we have
right?
now.
As a parent, I don't give a fuck about social media. I give a fuck about what's being taught in the school.
It's erased out of history
because
it's on social media.
When it comes down to what's being taught,
if you do your research, you'll be able to see what it is.
When it comes down to being what's taught in school and in the school book, see, you got to understand one thing. Yeah, everybody's talking about this social media shit, but what's actually being taught to the younger generation is what's really going to affect the future, not the social media bullshit. What are they teaching the kids now?
Social media has a lot of effect right now.
What are they teaching the kids now to pacify them? That's the question. I'm waiting for you to answer. What are they teaching the kids now to pacify?
What was the question?
What are they teaching kids now to pacify the future? Because y'all talk about this millennial bullshit. The millennials are so fucked up. The next generation after them is so fucking retarded when it comes out of socialism. But the kids today are being pacified through education. Because they don't know.
Well, see, black is
they don't know
homeschooling. So you saying that's like that's a broad statement. Black is homeschooling. So her kids ain't.
Black is an exception to
regional.
The rule. Let's get this one thing straight. That is an exception to the rule. Y'all heard me say this shit before. We talking about
what's
the majority, not the minority.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, you
black
didn't say
is
that.
An exception
you
to the rule.
Okay.
No,
I'm just saying.
No. So you want to fuck around and give an argument talking about. All right, okay, cool. But black, you only can use black if black is an exception to the rule. That's a minority. In America, majority rule. That's how that shit works.
Okay.
So the majority
okay.
of the people that think a certain way, they have the fucking power.
Gotcha. All right. Well, look, it's a conversation. I just told you, this is why I feel a certain way about Juneteenth. I think it opens up a broad statement of a lot of different things. But the only thing I was just trying to say is granted, I know, you know, majority of black history and this was built on slavery. I get that. All I'm just trying to say is this. The technology that I see is like to kind of have the masses, black masses, have kind of like a victim mentality. And like you just become, you always want, like you're always thinking of yourself as a victim instead of thinking of yourself as a fucking master. That's what I'm just trying to say because it's all about perception. So what I'm just saying is black people, they see a slave movie, they automatically just associate themselves as a victim. But what if you was the master? How would you treat that? How would you treat your plantation? How would you treat your workers? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm just trying to say. It's a different way of looking at things. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, and then if you own a company, if you own a company, essentially you have your own plantation, right? I mean, if you're a boss like that and you have your workers and you're at the top of the food chain, that's essentially your plantation, right? Right or wrong?
No, that's a whole totally different concept. All right. Nigga, because slaves ain't get paid. You
know? All right. Okay. All right. I mean, of course, you know, things do evolve, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, like, it might be different terms, but it's still the same shit. You know what I'm saying? If you punch a clock and you're working for somebody 40 hours, you essentially, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's going to the owner. That person is at the top of the chain. That person is the, so all I'm just trying to say is it's just a mentality.
No, because you're selling your time. There's a difference between selling your time, what you're doing as a worker, as opposed to a fucking slave who is time that does not belong to them. You have a personal choice to go to that job. You can always say no to going to that job. That is the difference. Now, when it comes down to word,
because we've evolved
and all this other bullshit, no. Like I said, I'm raising my kids to take what they want. Simple as that.
Facts. Be owners. Be masters. Take the shit.
The,
be like the people that took
the country.
At the
end of the day, it's not about being owners. It's not being about being masters. It's about doing what the fuck you want. You see what I'm saying? You take what you want. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of people don't want to be owners or masters anyway. See, success.
Some people
success
want to be workers.
Not determined.
That's not wrong with that.
Success is not determined upon, you know, how many things you have. Success is determined on everything as far as the goal is concerned that you accomplish and how you feel about it. You feel what I'm saying? So it's not about being a fucking master. Because if you choose not to be a master, then guess what? You can't use the master wordplay. You take what you want. Simple as that. In your case, you like to be decorative. You like to be artistic and shit when it comes down to designing houses and shit like that. But can you really see yourself being the CEO of a Fortune 500 company? You see what I'm saying? Do you want that for yourself?
Possibility.
Yeah, simple yes or no. Do you want that for yourself? Because everybody has ambitions and dreams. That's not what I
asked. That's a possibility. That's what I'm saying. It's a possibility. I don't know. See if that.
Well, then
that means
you don't know yourself because I just asked simple yes or no question. Do you want to be?
But
then
it's not a simple answer. So
there's levels to it. You know what I'm saying? I can't just say it. I want to have a belief about it where it can actually happen. You know what I'm saying? On my terms, not just working for somebody else's company. Like my company, I'm the owner of this Fortune 500 company. I don't want to be a CEO for somebody else working for an owner. That's what I'm trying to say.
Guess
so
what?
It's a complex question.
Answer,
I'm trying to tell you.
Then the answer, because you're trying to overthink it, right? Then the answer is supposed to be
overthinking
no.
It. I said that's
no, no.
The truth.
No,
the
answer
that came from
is
the heart. That wasn't overthinking.
Whether you want to be a CEO or not. If you just want to be CEO, you're supposed to say no. I don't want to be a fucking CEO. I want to be the owner. That's supposed to be the answer. You see what I'm saying?
I might finesse it a certain way. I might finesse it. I might be CEO to set myself to be a
man.
All I said is complex.
You take this
a complex question,
bro. When it comes down to decisions, right? Decisions are yes or no. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you got to think it over, bro. You want to make sure you make the right decision.
All right, well, guess what? As a man, you have the option of saying, all right, I changed my fucking mind. But at this particular time,
you do.
Yes or no? No, nigga, I don't feel like being a CEO. I won't be the owner. Here you go. That's how you're supposed to answer that shit.
That's how you would answer it, which is, I respect that.
Yeah, because
Black.
I'm not indecisive. What's up?
Okay. That, great.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm done. Y'all can go to the real famous pop-up.
That's what's up. With Black, hold on. Black, before you roll out, you're sitting and smooth, man. That was a good discussion, man. I'm glad. Happy Juneteenth, everybody. Happy Father's Day. Black, first off, let me just announce this. So, to any new listeners, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the world famous job. So this is a part of the show where I get a chance to talk my shit and on just certain things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. We chop it up, talk it over. So Black, before you dip out, I don't know what you be doing. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, was there anything that you was tripping on this past week that you just want to kind of bring to the table and be like, you know what, that was some bullshit. Or you know what, I fucked with that.
Yeah, you sound.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get into some Meg.
Hey,
so I'm
you know Black love is a toilet, so she's going to get on that.
Yeah, Black, come on, Black. I know you. Me and Smooth know about this story. I know you know about this story. Yeah. So, Black, go ahead and break the story. Come on, Black.
What story?
Between Meg the Stallion in the bed and the toilet.
Yeah. You ain't hear nothing about that?
Okay, so, I'll chime into that. So, okay, you know, it's the whole Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lane saga that was going on for months. Meg says that Tory shot her. We all know that Meg, you know, it was, well, allegedly, how about that? Meg has an alcohol problem and she was drinking and she becomes a completely different person when she's drinking. So we've heard several stories, you know, she went after him, yada, yada, whatever, but there's still no truth that has been, you know, shed on the situation. And so Tory Lanez and DaBaby dropped the song. Now, this song has been in the making, and it got cleared, and the song took off. It's actually a fire-ass song called Scat by Tory Lanez and DaBaby. Go check it out. It was number one trending on YouTube. The song is actually fire. And DaBaby promoted it, and Meg really got mad at DaBaby for promoting it. And it's like, she's like, oh, you support me behind closed doors, but now you're pushing this single. So now, here's the thing, you're out of pocket because you want people to not work with Tory when You, there's no proof that he did this. There was other people there. I can see if it was just Tory and Meg there, and then this happened. There's other people there. So you're not saying no. You know what I'm saying? Because let the court decide, right? So, Tory fans went and pulled up a clip of her when there was beef between, you know, when she was doing a song with Cardi and, you know, Nicki or whatever, and she was like, well, I feel like, you know, there shouldn't be any beef with me and Nicki because I should be able to work with who I want to work with despite, you know, what anybody else got going on, which is absolutely true. So you have no proof that Tory shot you. There's no proof out here, but you're mad because the baby is promoting his music with Tory Lanez. You're trying to stop Tory's bag because you're still that bitter. And you know she's on to Playboy to party to part somebody out of New York,
Playboy,
I guess.
Playboy Cardi.
Yeah, that's who she's with now. That she's like been in a relationship with. You know she's. You know, been, you know, just
yeah.
regular. She's always in a relationship with somebody. So
okay.
the thing is that whatever she has going on, if Tory did do it, then, you know, yes, let justice be served. I do speak light on the situation and positivity. If he did not do it, I do want justice for Tory. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just something about it is not sitting right with me. I don't care what they come up with. I just don't. Listen, I just don't feel it. I don't feel like he did it. I feel like there's some misunderstanding in this situation. That's the way I feel about it, and I'm sticking to it. I still support Tory. It is what it is. Her music is always about fucking and thoughts and all of that stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not, you know, regardless if I like her music or not, you know, if he did do it, I want her to get justice. If he did not do it, I want him to get justice. Because she was like, justice takes a while. You know, like, okay. But whatever. So that's the situation with that. Now, coming up, okay. So there's a major cook, right? And his name is Darius Cooks, okay? And he is from Chicago, but he's out of Atlanta. He's been in Atlanta doing his thing for so long. And he had a couple of restaurants, you know, set up in position, and then he shut them down. And he is very, very, very open, you know what I'm saying, about when he goes through something. So everybody be so quick to pass judgment on him because he's a black man doing it his way, you know what I'm saying? And he, you know, he rose to stardom. Like, he paid his dues, he rose to stardom, he did what he had to do. So they're always trying to attack him, like, always, okay? Like, now, they're attacking him. So there's some lady that's saying he stole her recipes, and he's a scammer, and the health department did this, and the health department did that. First of all, he doesn't have a restaurant, okay, anymore. So second of all, his name was attached to these restaurants. So if he didn't get a good health code, of course, that's his name, but he wasn't actually in the restaurants himself. You know what I'm saying? So Twitter is going absolutely batshit crazy in reference to Darius Cooks because they're, oh, he's a scammer. Did he ever scam you? You know, he's a multimillionaire. Of course, they're going to have lawsuits on them. Any successful business is going to have a lawsuit because there's going to be somebody that feels like you wronged them and that's going to want money. And that's just the bottom line to it. When you have a business,
that
you have to deal with other people, right? And so that's why I'm very careful about the businesses that I do because everybody wants to try to ride off of something that you have. That's just that. So needless to say, so they had this whole hashtag with him. And I commented on the hashtag, and I had, like, 200 mentions. Like, they went absolutely crazy.
Damn, really?
So I didn't know that I had that many mentions. It was one, and I was talking to her, and I went back in, and then I seen it because I don't get notifications to Twitter to my phone. So I went and I seen it, and I was like, oh, I'm not answering nobody. So for 2 days, they mentioned me behind Darius Cook, and I just ignored them. So I say that to say, okay, on Twitter, you got a bunch of people that are nobody. They're going to, you know, supposedly cancel you. They're going to tell you, you know, how successful you are. They're going to tell you all of these things, and they're sitting at home. Their bills aren't paid. They probably don't have food in their fridge, and they're struggling. But guess what? They have Twitter to go and vent and make themselves seem like somebody. All you got to do is ignore these people, and guess what? They can't argue with somebody that's not arguing back. You know what I'm saying? It gets annoying. Everybody wants to say that, oh, we dragged her, we dragged him, we dragged them. You can't drag a motherfucker that's not responding to you. You're actually looking ignorant. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what Darius did. He stopped responding. He did a bit. Anytime he's wrong, I've been following him. He has cookbooks. He does a lot. Anytime he's wrong, he will admit, hey, I was wrong about this.
So right now he don't have an open restaurant in Atlanta? You said
no, he
closed?
Doesn't. He closed all his restaurants down. Okay, so he's been suffering with like a form of like depression and stuff like that, and like anxiety and things like that. So he shut them down for his health because it was stretching him out. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you can't be at these restaurants.
Check it out.
They know what they're supposed to do, but your restaurants are failing health inspections, and so it's a lot. And I think he bit off more than he can chew, because he is at he's one thing about him, he's hands on with everything that he does. He's not saying, okay, put my name on it, run along, you know, like most people do. He's hands on, so it became overwhelming, so he shut them down.
Yeah, this whole chef shit
now,
is interesting. This whole foodie.
Yeah, but he's a
culture.
Very good chef. He has cookbooks, and even with his cookbooks, like, this man sells out over and over and over again. He has a small team. They package up the damn cookbooks. It's like four people that package hundreds of thousands of cookbooks and send them out. Like, you know what I'm saying, themselves. They don't hire a company to do it. They do it themselves. He's a hard worker. But you don't have people, our people, we don't look at how hard and what goes into that. We want to just try to point a finger and, oh, you did this wrong, you did that wrong. And that's why a lot of people that will never, ever be successful in life, because they don't understand what it takes to be successful, to then have somebody that get mad and try to break down everything that you fucking work for. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, to those types of people, you know, hey, Brian Hill, you know what I'm saying? Like, and so there it's just like, you know, I'm not even entertaining that shit anymore. Like, hey, yeah. I'm doing what I got to do. He still has millions of followers. He's still selling out. He still can put something on there that'll sell out in a fucking heartbeat. He still loves my
So right now,
so
he's eating off his
really,
cookbooks. He, like, kind of fell back on the restaurants, but he's still eating off his cookbooks, basically.
He, you know, he got cookware coming out, everything. He has, like, dining with Darius where they, you know, you pay to dine with him and they make a meal and so on and so forth. Like,
okay, so he got a whole
anything that he touches, he's successful in reference to that.
And that's going on in Atlanta, though. Like,
well, dining with Darius, he goes to different places. He goes to different cities and do that.
Oh, well, that's interesting. All right. So.
But that's all that I have for today.
No, that was interesting. All right. I appreciate you.
Nick Cannon got another baby on it.
Yeah, Nick Cannon. I mean, well, this guy, Nick Cannon, man. Corny dude. Yeah. He's a deep dude, man. He's a corny dude, but he's a deep dude at the same time.
Got another baby on the way.
He had the Mariah Carey twins, and now he's got this new chick twins. Shout out to Nick Cannon, man. Like, you know,
his girlfriend is pregnant.
Didn't he have twins? Oh, well, he got twins, and then he got somebody else pregnant?
Yeah.
That was just,
how about the
thing?
The girlfriend pregnant.
he putting together his football squad. That's what it is. He getting his smooth on. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, let me just populate. You know what I'm saying? I got it like that. Let me just populate. Let me spread my love across. You know what I'm saying? Plant my seed. Shout out to Nick for that. So, all right. So let's see here. What I'm gonna dive into first. So first, I gotta just go into the sports reports, and I got a couple. I got an album review, and then I'm going to get into the verses this past week. So first, sports report. So shout out to the playoffs, man. The playoffs have been turned all the way up, man. I've been really vibing to it this year, man, because a lot of the big names is out of the tournament. You know, Smooth, I think you touched based on it. It was a little late, but you touched based on it. You know what I'm saying? LeBron is the big fish, but he got eliminated. You know what I'm saying? So he's been done since the first round. Shout out to Phoenix and Chris Paul and that situation that they got, the Phoenix Suns. They're doing very well right now. And this is the Western Conference. I'm going to talk about the Western Conference first. So, yeah, you had Phoenix who beat L.A., and then they was the first ones to get past their first round. So, you know, no, wait, hold on. Did I get that right? Did they sweep somebody else in the second round? I'm drawing a blank, so bear with me. But anyway, let me go into what I do definitely know. So shout out to the Clippers. I'm going to go into the most recent news. So shout out to the Los Angeles Clippers, Paul George. You know, a lot of people had a lot of jokes about Paul George, even me. You know what I'm saying? I thought Paul George had been real suspect. You know what I'm saying? You know, of course, the Clippers, you got Kawhi Leonard, you got Paul George. They got a really good team, actually. You know what I'm saying? Deep team. You got Boogie Cousins on there coming off the bench. You got Rondo coming off the bench. You got Ty Lue, and I'm going to really give him his flowers, man, because this guy has been coaching his ass off. A lot of people thought Tyronn Lue basically won his championship because he was coaching LeBron, but now he's really showing he is a great coach in the NBA. So shout out to the Clippers. You know, they was able to beat the Utah Jazz in that last round or whatever. You know, Utah really, you know, put up a fight. They got Donovan Mitchell. You know, Donovan Mitchell, to me, he's like the new wave, Dwayne Wade. But the Clippers, man, they won it. And Kawhi Leonard, you know, they went on a nice little win streak against the Jazz to beat them. Kawhi had a monstrous dunk on, I think it was somebody. I don't know if it was Gobert, but he got up. You know what I'm saying? But after that, he got hurt, tweaked his knee, and I think he's out for the whole playoffs. So now – everything was on Paul George. Now, you know, Paul George, you got to step up. And he definitely stepped up to the plate. So long story short, they won the last two games, was able to eliminate the Utah Jazz. And now they're in the Western Conference Finals playing the Phoenix Suns. And the Phoenix Suns, you know, they actually had their first game earlier today. Phoenix definitely won. And they actually didn't have Chris Paul for this first game because I guess he has COVID or something like that, which is crazy. He has the worst luck, man, it seems like. But they was able to hold it down. But that's going to be a great series. So, you know, you got Phoenix and, you know, the Clippers. And that can go either way. You know what I'm saying? I, at this point, I don't have no dog in a race. I'm not really rooting for nobody. I just want to see good competitive basketball. So, once again, Western Conference Finals. I'm going to keep you all posted. You know, next week I'll give another update. But like I said, that's the Clippers. Phoenix Suns. Phoenix Suns won game one, which was earlier today. You know, we always tape on Sundays. Now, right now, in the background, I'm watching, as I talk to you guys, I'm watching Atlanta Hawks and the Philadelphia 76ers. But before I get into that, let me get into the matchup in the East. So, shout out to Brooklyn. Brooklyn's been a big story, man, up and down. But their team was kind of tainted, man. The team was all over the place, you know what I'm saying? So, to be honest, you know, of course they had the super team, you know what I'm saying? James Harden came over in a trade. He went out of Houston. They traded him. And then, of course, you already had Kevin Durant and Kyrie. You know, they had LaMarcus Aldridge for a minute. LaMarcus Aldridge went down or, you know, retired because he was having some heart issues. They had Blake Griffin. But the team, you know, they had a bunch of kind of like stars, superstars or whatever, but they didn't have a team, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of like a lot of hero ball. It was like, all right, your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn. And it seems like now just looking at the playoffs this year, it's all about teams. You know what I'm saying? It's the stars, yes, but it's still a team effort. And that's what the Nets was lacking. And, you know, they had game seven last night. You know, watching the game, I thought Brooklyn might, you know, had a chance to take it because Kevin Durant a couple of games had one of the best all-time playoff games, man, had a really great game, stepped up to the plate. Because Kyrie, just like Anthony Davis for the Lakers, when he went down, that's when the Lakers lost to Phoenix. Same thing happened with Kyrie. Kyrie was an ankle, so now Kevin Durant had to step up to the plate. He did. He was able to maintain and do it, and Harden was already hurt. Harden came back. You know, he had a poor hamstring, but he was only – you're 100%, he was only 60, maybe 70% at times. But, you know, he was struggling. So Kevin Durant had held it down in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying, you know, had a great game. And then they went back to Milwaukee. And shout out to Giannis, man. You know, Giannis has been getting a lot of heat because they went out early in the playoffs last year. Of course, Giannis was a two-time NBA MVP. But they lost to, you know, Miami Heat last year in a bubble. But they came back, swept the Heat. This year, and you know, last night, Giannis and Milwaukee Bucks, man, shout out to Middleton. They had just a good vibe, man. They beat Brooklyn in Brooklyn in Game Seven. So now the Milwaukee Bucks will be in the Eastern Conference Finals. So now that gets me to the last team that we're waiting on. And like I said, I got Atlanta versus Philly in the background. That's been an awesome series too. Atlanta had a chance to kind of freaking solidify it and beat Philly in Atlanta. What was that? I think it was Friday night. Couldn't get it done, man. They had it. But shout out to Joel Embiid. You know, he stepped up. But I like this Atlanta team. I slept on them, man, because I don't think they had a chance against Philly. You know what I'm saying? But they got a little nice young squad, man. Shout out to Trae Young. They got this guy named John Collins that I like. Man, Trae Young is just a young, good point guard. You know what I'm saying? He's got a bright future. So, the playoffs have been very good, man. So, I'm dialed in. So, you know, that's all I have right now. I ain't going to, you know, bore too many people with that. But, you know, definitely I'm going to keep you posted as we go. Definitely get heavy into the Eastern and Western Conference Finals and on to the finals. So, that's the sports report for now. Now, switching gears to another sport, rap. Rap is definitely a sport, man, and I love it, man. Rap music, you know, it's a sport, and that's my favorite sport. Rap music, you know, football, tennis, boxing, basketball. Those are my joints. Those is what I get into, man. I love those particular sports, man. So, you know, and referencing rap as a sport, we had an interesting versus matchup. And I guess this was an acquired taste, but I was pumped up for it. You know what I'm saying? So we had Eve representing Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying? And then we had Trina representing Miami. So I just thought this was just a good matchup. I just thought it was like, all right, this is cool. I want to see how this shapes up. So just to bring everybody up to par, so with this versus, this kind of like, you know, some of these verses be like, some of them you look at it, it's like a concert, or it's like, all right, they just cool and they going back and forth and giving each other just rotas and all that other stuff. But then some of verses, depending on how you look at it, can actually be like a match. So this Eve Trina was like a match to me. So I was just analyzing it, right? So just to set you up, if you didn't see it, I'm going to bring you all off the par. So with this versus, like, they wasn't in the same place. Eve was in England, actually. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what she was out there for, but Eve was getting her United Kingdom on. She was in England. She had her DJ. What happened?
Eve gave up her citizenship. She's a citizen of England now.
Of England? Yeah. I know she married to some billionaire dude. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So Eve is living her best life. But she was in England, you know, chilling. And then shout out to Trina. Trina was in Miami. And that shit was a vibe. You know what I'm saying? You could just see her energy, man. If you saw the verses. You know, that Miami, they came out for Trina. You know what I'm saying? So, and I like Eve. I like them both. You know what I'm saying? I like Eve. I like the whole Rough Riders Eve. You know, of course, we still mourn DMX. You know what I'm saying? So she went to her Rough Riders joint, you know what I'm saying, with her and Swiss. You know what I'm saying? She Eve got some, you know, a couple joints. You know what I'm saying? She got that, what was that, Got a Man or whatever, the one when she was talking about when she was all in love. And then she got the other one, Love is Blind. You know, and she got just some joints with DMX. You know what I'm saying? Just some Rough Riders joints. So Rough Riders Eve was tough. But I don't know if that's 20 songs tough. That's a good 10 songs tough. 20 songs, I don't know. You know, versus, you got to come with a solid 20. You know what I'm saying? Whereas Trina had the home court advantage because Trina was in Miami. And like I said, they came out. And this Trina was in her moment. It was good to see, man. So Trina, I mean, it was just dope to see, man, because it was like, to me, if I was looking at a boxing match, it was a third round knockdown. I would say, you know, they was battling at first. Then Trina scored the knockdown in the third round. You know what I'm saying? Then Eve got back up, came with a couple joints, and then Trina just came back with the knockout punch, and I'd say like fifth, sixth round. Boom, 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 bodied her. Boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? If it was a boxing match, you know what I'm saying? I know you know about that. So Trina bodied it, you know what I'm saying? Every song was just a banger, you know what I'm saying? It was just, you know, and Trina got, don't sleep on Trina. Trina got joints, and Trina wanted to battle Lil' Kim, you know what I'm saying? She was coming for Kim, like, yo, Kim, like, let's get it. But Kim didn't do it. You know, some people, I guess she rated it. I would like to see Lil' Kim versus Foxy. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I would love to see that. That would be just dope for the coach in Brooklyn. But I don't really think too many people can get Trina. You know what I'm saying? I think Trina, that's why she was just, you know, especially if it's going to be in Miami. She got joined. So long story short, man, it was just good to see her in her moment, see her get her roses. And it was just, she was just ringing off joints because I was like, wow, when you really look at her catalog, not sleep on Trina. And that Southern, South Flow, Miami life, fly life, I mean, she did it, man. So shout out to Trina. She definitely, I mean, that might have been one of the best just verses, performances from her. She performed every one of her songs, and it was just flawless. Like her, the song selection, everything was on point. The vibes was there. And she got to the point at the end. I felt sorry for Eve because Eve, you know, she was in England. You know what I'm saying? She got some in England, billionaire dude, you know what I'm saying, living the lifestyle or whatever the hell, you know what I'm saying, getting her euro on. At the end of the verse, she was like, oh, man, I wish I was in Miami. Like, you could just see, like, she was just tight because it was, like, the contrast. It was just Eve and wherever studio she was in with her DJ, some English guy was DJing. And then she just at the club, and then she brought out Trick Daddy at the end. And, like, you know, she ended with, like, you know, the Nan song with her and Trick. Trick came out, and then she was like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? This was starting off. This is well. I'm in the same club where we shot the video back in, what, 98? I mean, it just all came together for Trina, man. So shout out to her. Man. It was good to see, man, because I fucks with Trina. I fucks with Trina and Trick, so that was dope. And then it was, you know, I always like the comments. Swiss was like, oh, you know, who will battle Luke? And I'm like, Trick? Oh, that was dope. Miami versus Luke versus Trick Daddy, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, shit was dope. Shout out to, you know, verses and the culture, man. They keep it going. The next one up, I'm definitely too OG. I was talking to some other people about, you know, just having, you know, conversations about, you know, this last verses, and they, people's eyes, oh, what's the next one? And it's Soulja Boy and Lil Bow Wow. I'm too OG for that. But, yeah, that's the next one. So, you know, I like how they cover it, though. It's not my era. It's not my vibe, but it's cool that, you know, everybody get a chance to see what they kind of grew up on and what they was vibing to, man. So I think the verses is just a good thing, man. I always get pumped up when it's a good matchup. So shout out to that. And then finally, I'm going to get into my album review. So last week, like I touched base earlier, I was on my West Coast real tough. I don't know if you remember what I said, but I was like, oh, you know, shout out to my guy YG. YG dropped an album with Mozzie. Right? Mozzie, I kind of slept on, you know what I'm saying? West Coast, you know what I'm saying? Getting this, I guess, probably blood dude, gang affiliated type shit. So I was really vibing to that, you know what I'm saying? Cause I was, you know, I was on my West Coast, so I was rocking to that. I was rocking, you know, Snoop dropped the album about a month ago or whatever. So I was like, all right, let me double back on that. Vibing to this YG, then I got into the whole Mozzie catalog, and Mozzie got some joints, you know what I'm saying? I like it, real street dude, but it's dope. So I was on my West Coast, you know what I'm saying? This guy named Larry June, who I'm kind of feeling too. Shout out to Larry June. He out of San Francisco. Just some old, just cool, laid-back, organic, black male, getting it, all about his money, all about his stocks, investments, you know what I'm saying? Just rapping that shit. I thought that shit was cool. So I was on my West Coast last week. So then what kind of, like, gets my ear music is like, all right, now, you know, I'll be on my title. So every, what, Thursday night, midnight, that's when new music is dropping. So, shout out to Gucci. You know, I saw him trending on, or I saw him promoting his record on Twitter, and I was like, oh, okay, we got some new Gucci tonight. So Gucci, you know, so I tapped into that. He got a new album called Ice Daddy. And this shit was dope, man. It got me right back on my South shit, man. So, dope album, man. It's got everybody on there. He's got 2 Chainz. He's got a little baby. I mean, it's just a Southern, just got some cats I wouldn't have to, you know what I'm saying? It's just a Southern that's there, man. And Gucci's just in his bag. This album, to me, is one of the first, I mean, I rock with Gucci, but this is one of the first ones that I've just vibing to, like, all the way through. Just talking about getting money, you know what I'm saying, hustling. Just fly shit, man. I like it. Southern, trap shit, you know what I'm saying, just dope. And shout out, I know we talked about DaBaby. And I got to give props to Lil Baby, man. Lil Baby, oh, man, right now he's one of my favorites out of ATL, man. I think he's the best lyricist out of Atlanta since Andre 3K. You know what I'm saying? I know that sounds crazy, blasphemous, but if you really listen to some Lil Baby, this dude can say some shit. He be riding the beat crazy. Like, he got a joint with Gucci to go hard, man. So shout out to Lil Baby. I've been really digging into his catalog of songs. I said, I don't really, you know, DaBaby, I kind of hit or miss, but Lil Baby, I'm fucking with, man. So I like that whole ATL vibe.
So we'll see, you know what I'm saying, especially I'm watching this game now. We'll see it coming down to the end, see if Atlanta could do it. That would be dope if they can do it for the town and face Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Finals. We probably got like a minute left in this game, or if it's going to be Philly. So so that's it. You know, that's all I got for this week. But, of course, this has been the world-famous chop-up. So, you know, this has been a great show. Shout-out to Smooth on the Check-In. Black with another just, you know, dope topic. You know, we dive into it. You know what I'm saying? Once again, shout out to all the fathers out there, man. We do appreciate it. Shout out to you, Smooth, once again, man. You're holding it down with your kids, man. Doing what you need to do, man. Raising the next generation of you, basically. And you know, shout out to the mom dads out there. Shout out to you, Black. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, and then shout out to this whole Juneteenth. Like I said, me and Smooth have an interesting dialogue. I don't know how I feel about it, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Still a new holiday, so we'll see how this, you know, how this shapes up in the coming future or whatever for us Black folk. But yeah, man. So shout out to me on the chop up, and then also too, if you want to put a definitely always follow the Twitter page. And once again, still working on some stuff. I've been busy. But, of course, we want to get some guests. And we haven't had a nice guest come through in a minute, so we definitely want to get that popping off, man, especially something for the summer, man, something trying to solidify the summer season that we do with Real Talk. But, of course, so follow the Twitter page. That's Real Adult Talk. You know, we always spell it with the Southern T-A-W-K. Shout out if you know, want to put a face with the voice, follow me on IG. That's MoBinns, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. And that's it. Black, if you want to take it out. Well, we already done. I don't know. You still there, Black? All right. So, I can teach everybody. Black done already put up the phone down and do what she do. So, everybody, be safe. We'll see you same time next week. Peace. Peace. Peace.